Afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this, and welcome to Parkview Radio. Now, last Saturday, the 20th of April, Parkview Radio was very fortunate to be invited down to the O2 Arena by Matchroom Boxing, who was putting on a show. It's the show where Dave Allen headlined the card. Now, this was an amazing event. We had really good seats and was right next to the aisle where we got to see the boxers walking in and out. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of people to make these shows. And after the show, we managed to catch up with Daniel Bernard, who worked for Matchroom Boxing. Here's what he had to say. Hi, this is Lee Parks from Parkview Radio, joined by Daniel Bernard from Matchroom Boxing. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Lee.
I just want to congratulate you guys for a great show tonight here at the O2. Can I ask, what is your role at Matchroom Boxing?
My role at Matchroom Boxing is head of media.
What made you choose this role?
So I studied journalism at university and I was particularly interested in sports. So during my time at university, you know, I worked on local newspapers, covering local football, you know, non-league football. You know, I was just mad about sport, particularly football, you know, all sports really, you know, athletics, tennis, boxing. Upon leaving my 3-year course, I actually started applying for jobs in the kind of PR sports world. So that's how I first kind of got into the world of boxing. I joined a company called Queensbury Promotions, which is of course headed up by Hall of Fame promoter Frank Warren. I joined Frank as a public relations assistant to their press officer, who had been with Frank for around 20 years. So his name is Richard Maynard. I worked with Richard for around 3 months before he actually left to go off and pursue kind of freelance work and do his home thing. So I was actually elevated to the role of full press officer quite quickly, around the age of, you know, 22, 23, and that's obviously how I came to get my current role at Matchroom Boxing. So I was with Frank Warren for around 3 years, and then I saw an opportunity came up to join Matchroom Boxing, which I jumped at. You know, it's a really exciting time to be joining Eddie Hearn and the rest of the team. You know, they're moving into America, putting on huge pay-per-view events at stadiums and arenas in the UK. So, you know, it's a role that really excited me and, you know, one that I leapt at.
So how does a typical fight week go for you guys? What happened from Monday up until fight night?
Typically, depending on the size of the show, it's quite a full-on stressful but exciting time. Just for this interview, I'll break down a typical fight week. So we tend to have fight week events, the first of which tends to be a public workout or a media workout. So we always try and put these on in busy, you know, shopping centres, public places where you're going to get a lot of people walking by, you know, stopping, having a look, taking photographs, and ultimately taking an interest in the event and the fighters. Dave Allen against Lucas Brown, we held that at Old Spitalfields Market. So we did that on a Friday lunchtime, so it was very, very busy. You know, it's a great media turnout, great public turnout. You know, we have an MC informing the crowd of who the guys are in a ring, where they can buy tickets, where they can watch, obviously on Sky Sports and DAZN. We'll always have a fight week press conference, which tends to be on the Thursday if the fight night is on Saturday. So these are around lunchtime, and it's a final time for all of the fighters to speak to the media, you know, get their head-to-head photos taken. Eddie Hearn typically chairs these. You know, they're always really busy. The idea is to get as much media there as you can, get the guys in front of the cameras, talk about the fight, talk about their careers. And Friday, obviously, the final thing will be for the fighters to weigh in, which, you know, is a very important part of the fight. They have to make weight in order to fight. You know, obviously, it's very, very important for championship fights, you know, world title fights. They have to come in at a certain weight or, you know, the fight could potentially be off.
Now, that's the end of part one of the interview with Daniel. Join us for part two later on in the show. We'll be right back. What a cracking tune there. Now, before we get into part two of our interview with Daniel from Matchroom, first of all, I want to talk to you about May the 19th. On May the 19th, Mind in Bexley and Wynn United Football Club will be hosting a celebrity charity football match in aid of Mind in Bexley. And fortunately, Parkview Radio has been invited to join them. The Welling 11 will be made up of ex-Wynn United players and supporters, and they're going to be versing the Celebrity 11. The Celebrity 11 team will include TOWIE star and Big Brother star Dan Osborne and many others. The day will also include an after party where there will be an auction of amazing prizes from local businesses and a raffle of loads of goods. So to buy tickets, you can do this either by online by visiting Mind in Bexley's Facebook page, or you can visit the schools.media page for more information. Or you can buy them from Revel Cath, 230 Broadway, Bexley Heath. Or you can pay on the door. Doors will open at 12 p.m. So please make sure you come and join us on May the 19th, which is promising to go be a cracking day for a really good charity. Now here's part two of our interview. A lot of people think Eddie Hearn just cares about AJ and what he's doing, but how involved is he in these events?
Eddie cares about all of his fighters. You know, I've seen it firsthand. He's very, very invested in all of their careers. You know, he takes the time to talk to them daily, and it's not just about their boxing careers, it's about, you know, their life in general. You know, he advises them on how to invest their money. So obviously AJ is the kind of the golden egg, if you want to put it like that. You know, gold medalist, heavyweight champion of the world, probably one of the most known athletes throughout the world, not just in the UK now. So he obviously has, you know, a lot of time for AJ, but I'd say that he invests in time in all of our stable fairly equally.
So what's been your career highlights?
There's been many. I can't really just say one, but obviously I'd never been to America before I started working in boxing. So my first trip to America was to watch Liam Smith fight Canelo, who's obviously a pound for pound great, a huge megastar in Mexico. So that was at the AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas. So there's 60,000 people there. And obviously I'd only been in my role of a press officer at Frank Warren for a few months. So it's a brilliant learning experience, one that I will obviously, you know, stay with me forever throughout my career. I've also had opportunities to travel to places like Canada, you know, Austria to see Vladimir Klitschko in training camp. So there's quite a few. And obviously joining Matchroom was a very proud moment for me because, you know, they're the leading promoters in what they do. So to be head of media is, you know, it's a great kind of, you know, honour, if you will.
And what advice would you give to our young people who either want to box or get into promotions?
First and foremost, I'd say definitely give boxing a go, even if it's just for fitness. If you want to take it up more seriously than that, it can teach you so many life skills, you know, discipline. It teaches you how to have, you know, a healthy diet, a healthy exercise regime. So there's so many benefits that you can use, you know, that you'll learn in boxing throughout your life. You know, we've seen the great kind of work boxing does in deprived areas and in terms of educating people. There's a lot of initiatives going around at the moment, especially to do with knife crime in obviously the capital. There's various organisations such as Knives Down, Gloves Up. So it just does brilliant things in a lot of communities. If you want to get into boxing promotions, then there's so many different kind of roles you can take. Obviously, mine is to do with media and PR, but there's a big team at Matchroom Boxing. It varies. So you've got, you know, head of marketing, head of social media, so Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, YouTube. And then you've got the matchmakers. So they're the guys that obviously make the fights. You know, we've got guys, head of transport, you know, you need people to book the hotels, liaise with the fighters. So there's so many different roles within boxing. But I'd just say, you know, pick up boxing news, take an interest in, you know, the fights on Sky Sports or, you know, BT Sport, wherever it may be. Or if you can't watch those, there's always free content on YouTube now. So I'd recommend watching IFL TV. Or whoever it may be, just, you know, watch interviews, read about it in a newspaper, just get a real interest in boxing and just, you know, just get yourself hooked, like I did.
Thank you, Danny, for your time. We look forward to doing something again with you guys in the future. And well done again for a great show tonight.
Pleasure meeting you, Lee, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the show.
Right, before we go, I'd just like to thank Daniel Bernard from Matchroom Boxing and the whole of Matchroom Boxing, really. The hospitality down the O2 was absolutely fantastic, and I cannot wait to be doing more Matchroom in the future. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you again soon. Take care and bye for now.
Radio stations around. You're listening to Pod Q.